There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
15-9618. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You have to sound off on what's happening with Hillary Clinton. I can't believe how many emails I got. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So in all the nooks and crannies, as I went through the mailbag today, well, it's a virtual mailbag. As I went through all of the emails that you sent me, I came up with, and this is no exaggeration, easy for me to say after two cups of coffee, I came up with 102 emails about Clinton, her emails, and the server situation. And what I thought was going to happen, some people pounding her to the ground and wanting, as it was one person said, Ron in Illinois, the wicked witch, to melt away. To other people saying, get off Hillary Clinton's back, that other people have done it. And legally, she's a lawyer. She has lawyers around her. And maybe they found a loophole, but they found a loophole nonetheless so that she won't go down. I do think, and my gut tells me in the end, that the Clintons are Teflon. And I don't think she will go down. But one more thing will push her out of the game. She's still in the game now. Will she still be in the game 6 months from now when we're talking about the Iowa caucuses? Remains to be seen. Sad news that has to do with the four dreaded letters, ISIS. They used mustard gas against the Kurds in Iraq, apparently. Not surprised. I mean, whatever this nefarious group does, leading people down by a beach, Christians, and beheading them. Raping women in villages, sticking guns in people's faces and saying, okay, who are you pledging your allegiance to? Answer correctly, because your life depends on it. And yet we have wackadoodles here in the United States. I know it's late, for lack of a better way to come up with a great adjective, who are jumping on the bandwagon, the couple that got caught in Mississippi, the guy that got caught in New Jersey, wanting to hook up with ISIS, saying, screw you, America, I'm going to ISIS. I'm going to ISIS land, yeah. That's where I want to be. I'm going to sneak out with my passport, and I'm going to be part of the group. I mean, this is not a cool group to be part of. Mustard gas? Think of pictures you might have seen from World War I. Blindness, blisters, respiratory damage, brutal death. ISIS has used chemical weapons. It happened maybe a month ago in Syria. And now Kurdish fighters are saying chemical weapons have been used in the past. In fact, there was a suicide truck bomb attack in northern Iraq, and they use chlorine gas. But Thursday was the first time we've been able to confirm chemical weapons were used by ISIS. The U.S. has been able to do that. And it coincides with the U.S. launching their first manned military flights against ISIS from that air base in Turkey. Remember, Turkey last week said, yeah, come on over. We'll host you. We'll support you. We'll do what we can so you're closer. So those airstrikes started to happen. I mean, these airstrikes have actually been going on against ISIS for over a year. And you've had unmanned drones that have been launched and all of that. But we know we're talking about manned military flights. And you know we knew about ISIS for a while. And anytime it bubbled up, the conversation was just kind of put down. You know, that's just, it's another terrorist group. This terrorist group is getting real. Real ridiculous. Especially with the horrific things that they're doing and still finding a way to draw people in who can be frustrated with what's happening in our country, but you're that frustrated, you're that disenchanted that you're leaving to go and hook up with them? Are you kidding me? How do you get to that point in your life? Of any cult or group or organization or club that you could hook up with? That's what you do? You trash your U.S. citizenship, basically, to go to parts unknown for that? Oh, say it's not so. I can't imagine, and we always hear these stories, being one of the parents of one of those kids who does that and then getting the call from the FBI. Oh, be the worst. How about if you were in prison for a crime that you didn't commit and then DNA cleared you after how many years? What I love about some of the people that are cleared by DNA evidence is that when they come out, they say, I never gave up hope, man. Oh, you have to be a strong person. Louis Fogel thanked the members of the Innocent Project today because they helped free him. Here's what he said.
Had you given up hope at any point?
I never did.
No.
That's one thing I could never do is give up hope. Every time they tried to tell me that I had no other revenue, within 6 months I was back before them again, because I would not give this up. I couldn't see giving something up, you know, giving up and making people think I'm guilty to something I didn't do, you know. I would not believe guilty to something I didn't do.
When did you start thinking that, you know, today might happen?
Starting to think about it, they started changing the dates and stuff, and I thought, well, I don't like that. I think when it really sunk in is today in the courtroom.
Yeah.
You know, and the lady over here finally got the emotions from me. They've been looking for all this time. You see, I never showed emotions yet because I've been let down so many times. And I wanted to wait until there was no chance of me being let down. And in the courtroom, I've
Are you at all bitter?
No, I wouldn't call it actually bitter. I don't like the way I was arrested and convicted, though. You know, three inmate witnesses, and one of them wasn't even in jail with me at the time, you know, but still got up there and said that he was in jail with me. You know, these inmates, two of the inmates stole the papers that were attached to my warrant. It was based on the hypnosis of Eugene Alderson, which was a mental patient. Gave five statements in 5 years, and then under hypnosis, it was a hypnotist mentioning my name to the subject.
Mm.
He said
wow.
He couldn't testify against me at trial.
Wow. Can you imagine? 34 years in prison for rape and murder of a teenage girl after being fingerprinted by the jailhouse snitches was released Thursday because of new DNA tests. Good for him. 1976, he was convicted. Wow. Stay with us. Mailbag and the founder of She Now coming up on America Tonight.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share and there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight. In this edition of It's Your Business, I met some really cool women when I spoke to this group called She Now, and I had never heard of it. And since then, I've been spreading the word because I think it's such a great community that can really empower the women around you, young women, all kinds of women, in all kinds of directions. So we've got Brenna Smith with us. She is the founder and CEO of the group. Hey, Brenna, how are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much.
So let's go to the beginnings of She Now. And I'm going to tell everyone you can go to shenow.org and you can see what I'm talking about. This, I'm going to call it a movement. I really think that there's something powerful here, and obviously you do because you created it. Tell us about your background and how you jumped into this.
Yeah, and I do believe in it, and it is an actual movement. You know, we're gaining interest for our club in cities. We've got Dallas and Chicago going. We have interest in Oklahoma City and Houston and Austin and Boise and New York. So it is definitely a movement that is taking over. But my background, I actually started right out of college with British Petroleum and did sales, was in natural gas for a while, and then ended up in jet fuel. And one day was kind of like, well, maybe it's time for me to go to grad school, because I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. It's time to go to grad school. So I jumped ship and was going to go back full time, and then realized, well, is this what I really want to be doing? And had some self-reflection that we often do as women and men in the community, and just really started going, well, what is it that I want to do? And I realized that I was a little bit lost. And it's not uncommon for us all to be in that space. So I did some marketing consulting and kind of survived a little bit doing that. And then She Now just kind of started being born. It started as a blog. And then I was noticing, hey, wait a minute, people are listening to what I'm saying. And then I started doing events. And people started showing up to my events. And I thought, wow, I really have something here. It's almost a little of a niche because we're different than most women's organizations in that a lot of them that are out there are about networking and you sell this to me and I'll sell you and I'll recommend you if you recommend me, whereas she now, as you have seen it because you've been there, is all about developing you as an individual.
Yeah, and do you think there's a real, and obviously there, you resonate, like you said, you found a niche there, there's no question. So do you think that that's what it's about, that so often people don't have that space, that place to go to kind of get out of their own head and share whatever it is, whatever's going on with their career, their personal life, their health, their mental state, whatever it is?
Yes, actually, I really do. I think a lot of times people, we kind of go along these steps in life that we are, like I said earlier, supposed to do. All right, you get out of high school, and now you go to college, and now I guess I'm supposed to get married and have babies. And then you're kind of like, okay, I've done all this. Now what? Why do I still feel so empty and so lost? And what's interesting to see is the different groups that we draw. You know, we draw young girls that are fresh out of college, kind of, now what am I supposed to do? What is this big career? I'm supposed to be making six figures right now, and I'm not. What's happening? And then we also get a lot of women who are empty nesters and who come into the organization saying, I have no idea who I am. What is this bucket list thing you're talking about? What? How? Who am I, and where am I supposed to be, and what am I supposed to be doing? So it's really been interesting to see how the club has transformed these women coming in. You know, they're starting to negotiate their salaries and understand their worth. They're starting to have an increase in self-esteem and confidence. They're accomplishing bucket list items. We're seeing vision boards, career path changes, goal accomplishments. It's really been an exciting process to watch these women from coming in to where they are now. And I can't even wait to see where they continue to grow to.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I think you answered it. The most gratifying thing to you, is it seeing that progress?
Yes, it is seeing the progress and then, you know, getting emails from random people throughout the world, you know, I want to start a club. And actually one from England the other day, you know, is she now only for America? And no, it's not. It's not just for America, but we're not ready to go there yet. But, you know, having someone come up to me at an event and just say, God, Brenna, you know, because of you and she now, this has happened in my life and I've done this and I was brave enough to do that. And that also is kind of what led to the nonprofit side, which you and I have talked about.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We're speaking with Brenna Smith, and of course she is the founder and CEO of She Now. Tell me about the nonprofit side and what you hope to do there.
Yeah, so, you know, we're seeing all these great things happening for women, and it started making me think, why don't we do this, and why don't we learn these skills when we're younger? I mean, if you think about the clubs you were in high school, you were in band or student council, and you did learn some leadership things, but there was really no life skill training, no self-worth training, teaching you about credit cards and finances and goal setting, and like you talked about these vision boards, and really understanding that a man is not a financial plan, and that college is not a dream. College is the plan. And this is what we're going to do to get you there. And teaching, you know, just in general, helping them to become happy, enabled, and financially independent individuals in the community. So research conducted by Plan International, they found that the level of poverty reduction and economic growth is directly related to the levels of education attained by women more than any other factor. So if we can get these young women having these life skills, going out and seeing that college, again, is the plan, that's going to help our communities. That's going to help all of us move forward and advance and break the cycles of disappointment and poverty.
Yeah, absolutely. We've certainly heard that over and over again, and statistically it's proven out, as you said. So if we were to look ahead ultimately in 10 years from now, what do you hope to see from this organization, that it's all over the place?
That would be amazing. Yes, hello. So what I would love to see is we want to get these programs into middle schools and high schools, so definitely having that in schools throughout, we'll say, the U.S. or and beyond. And then also what we want to do is tie those chapters, the high school and middle school clubs, in with local She Now chapters, because those local adult chapters are going to be the ones that are providing mentorship. We want to provide scholarships and even internships and job shadowing programs and all of that. So wherever we get an adult chapter, we will want to eventually have a younger version for them to help bring up and out into the community. So yes, we're going to take over eventually.
I like that we're going to take over eventually. And what's interesting is, and you said this too, is in the group you have all kinds of women from all different walks of
yes.
life. So you have some that have master's degrees and are doctors, yep. financial planners. So that's another thing that I think is great. And what you're saying is so different about your group than some of the others that are out there, that it's not networking, it's beyond that.
It's beyond that. It's all about developing you as a woman and an individual and kind of making you to be the person you were supposed to be, but she kind of got lost along the way.
Yeah.
And we do. We're all walks of life. Every ethnicity you can think of and came from every background, from very poor to silver spoon. And that's, I think, one of the things that makes us so strong is that we have all of that knowledge and all of that that history that we bring together and we learn from each other. It's not just a singular person in a club. We're all here empowering each other and learning from each other. And we go on retreats together, and it's all about support, as you saw at our meeting.
Yeah.
It's some of the best sisterhood and support that you can get anywhere.
Yeah, and the other part of that is all the things you're saying, and with the different kinds of people that come together for that, like in any group, but beyond that, is it's your resources for each other, too, when somebody gets in trouble, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Actually, one of the girls of the day, she said, I love my Chanel girls because I know I can put it out there at any time and someone will come running to help. And that's, the four key parts of Chanel are self-development, service, which is community service, sisterhood, which is what we're talking about, and staff. So it really is all about being there for each other and helping to grow. I mean, we went on a retreat, and one of the girls was behind watching us. We were hiking up this really big hill, and she made just this greatest quote. She said, we were all going at a different pace. There were some people that were hiking really fast and some that were kind of pushing each other. Actually, one picture is a girl literally pushing the other girl on her back up this hill. And she said what was great is that we were all going at our own pace, and we were all helping each other, but we all had the same destination. We were all working and helping each other to get to that top of the hill, and it really was just a visual picture of what she imagined she now to be. So it was great.
I love it. All right, shenow.org. Check it out. Brenda Smith, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Thank you so much, Kate, and I'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bouncing around me because of you sending me your thoughts on a myriad of things that are happening. Just seems that Hillary Clinton has taken over your thoughts, because when I say America Tonight about the buzz in the backyard, it doesn't matter your political persuasion, but everybody seems to have an opinion on this. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one from Danny, who says, Kate, I've been listening to America Tonight for a while now. Enjoy the show. I like the fact that you don't stick on one thing. I notice when I flip around to a lot of talk show hosts, no offense to any of them, and credit to you, it's the same thing over and over again. One theme, though, decidedly, that we constantly are talking about and hearing about, even on your show, is Hillary Clinton. And I totally get it, because I want to see what the end of this story is. Could it be that this is the downfall of Hillary Clinton, the fact that now this server could take her out? And I think it's accidental, which is the crazy thing about it. Of anything that you have to dodge and weave and worry about as a politician, especially in this age where you are under a massive microscope, no matter what your background is or no matter how squeaky clean you think you are, when you look at what's happened with Hillary Clinton, I truly think that they just believed, we can just use our own server. It's no big deal. We want to have one device, no biggie, and this could be the thing that takes her down, which is so crazy. Because I personally don't think that there was anything nefarious on her part as far as the emails / server were concerned, just stupidity. Yep, that's what I say. I think that, because it doesn't make sense. of course, you could be asked to have turn your emails over. I think they just totally thought, it doesn't matter. We do what we want. I'm the Secretary of State. I want one device. This is it. Boom. I got a secure server. No biggie. Hey, my husband's the ex-president of the United States. We're totally cool. We're ready to roll. But instead, you've got top secret classified stuff and anything that you say on emails going back and forth. And this is why actually two devices would be better, because it'd be one thing. You have your private email and then you have your professional email. So, of course, your professional emails are evidence. They're a chain of command. They're part of the process. It'd be like if you and I, and I guarantee this is true because I've talked to lawyers about this before. If you and I work for XYZ company, not our company, their company, we work for them. We show up 8 to 5. We show up 8 at night to 5 in the morning, whatever it is. You're on their servers. You have their email address, and you're looking at porn, or you're sending out information about all kinds of different things. It doesn't even have to be something bad necessarily, but that's their system, their email, totally can be evidence. Totally. I mean, for that matter, your personal one can be too. But there's a big difference between the two of them, which is so crazy. So crazy. All right, here's another one, kind of along the same lines. This one from Brenda, who says, Kate, this whole thing about secret documents and Hillary Clinton is so mind-boggling to me, because now after listening to it, hearing you talk about it, hearing different people say things about it, you know, it's such a bizarre gray area to begin with, and I keep saying to myself, why would Hillary Clinton's people and Hillary Clinton herself be so ridiculously dumb not to have an email address as she was Secretary of State when everybody else, including the president, does? I don't understand how they could have that kind of oversight, and it shows a lack of respect for the office, I think. We'll see if this is the big one that takes her down. And personally, I don't really have a dog in this hunt, if you know what I mean. I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I don't particularly care for her, but I don't hate her. And I don't think anybody really that's running for president is anybody that I really particularly care to be president, for both the Republicans or the Democrats, for that matter. Just my two cents, as you would say. All right. Again, same thing. I agree with the email. Let's see. How could they have been, you know, that ridiculous to think it's not a big deal? Not a big deal. All right, here's another one. This one is nothing to do with the Hillary Clinton kerfunkle. Kate, I heard you say, and this is from Bill, I heard you say the other day that Bernie Sanders said on the campaign trail to make Election Day a holiday. Do you think he was listening to America Tonight? I can remember a time when you did a thing on holidays and said, why don't we add another federal holiday and make it a voting day? Yeah, I've talked about that before. I'm sure there's many people have talked about that. But the fear is, if we create a federal holiday, how many people would go and vote? I mean, would it just be, woohoo, it's a day off, it's another three-day weekend? Or would people actually take a break from their barbecues and go and vote? Use that day as a day of pride. We're America, we're free, we have free elections, nobody's putting a gun to our head. We can find our polling places, and we're proud, and we're going to go do it, and boom. And I can't answer that question, because we live in a 140-character world, and I think there are a lot of people that probably wouldn't vote. And you'd still have, by the way, absentee voting and everything else. I don't think you would just say you can only vote on this day. I would be curious. Personally, I think it's a point of, we live in a democracy, this is what we base our country on. We need more people to vote because they should be part of this process. And if it did do that, if it got people, if the official day got people to go out and vote, I would be all for it. I mean, I'm definitely for it. It's worth a try. I think the thought is, first of all, just to create another holiday, paid holidays, one thing, a national federal holiday. And then if people don't do it for that reason, what do you do? Hey, it's like the sanctions for Iran. We're going to take them back. We're going to roll back this day. So you have 2 years to see if we increase the amount of people that vote. And if we don't, then we're going to take it away. What if you did that? Now, that would be intriguing. Okay, so we vote on this, but it has this amendment attached to it. If we don't hit a certain threshold in 2 years, then we're going to roll back and take the day away. So you have it, but we're going to take it away if people don't use it. Oh, I love it. I love that idea. Okay, let's move on to something completely different. Here's an email from Quark. Quark! And Quark says, "Oh, Kate, I heard you talking about what it looked like, the water from that Colorado mine, the waste that went down the Animas River. I used to live in Colorado, and for some reason, I guess because I've been buried on a project, I hadn't heard about that, believe it or not. So I immediately went to my computer to check out what you were talking about, and oh my gosh, broke my heart. It is a mess. It looks like more than 3 million gallons of mine waste to me. So the EPA is responsible for this because they're cleaning it up, and this is what they do. Give me a break. Gina McCarthy better forget the PR tour, better get out there with a shovel herself and figure out a way to make this thing go away." Oh, of course. It's terrible for the EPA. It makes them look like idiots, and people already have targeted the Environmental Protection Agency as, why do we need them, and who are they protecting? And then this happens? Yeah, not good. Not a good situation, to say the least. So we'll see what the conclusion is. I mean, the conclusion is, better hurry up and clean it up is what it is. Here's one from Vinny. And Vinny says, "Hey, Kate, I wanted to tell you about my experiences in flying. I know you've flown a bunch and you've talked about it, but boy, I guess I hadn't flown in a while. And the whole dance that you do in going through the checkpoints is so annoying. It's so brutal dealing with that. The Macarena-like machinations that you have to do as you're going through taking off your shoes and your computers, and people are screaming at you, do this and do that and get in line. I went through in New York, and it was so nasty. The people were so mean. And I think here's the problem. People are nervous anyway, and then they have stuff. You have to pull computers out of bags, and you can't do it while you're standing in line. And they say, get things ready. Are you kidding? We'd be dropping computers and shoes and chains and phones all over the place if we didn't wait till we get to the table. Then when you get to the table, people are breathing down your neck." Yeah, I don't like it. There's two things about the breathing down your neck thing I don't like. One, the two places. One is there, you're right. So you have a bag, even if you've packed well, you have a bag, you still have to open it, you still have to plop it on the thing, you got to take off your shoes, you got to undress, you got to put all those things out there. And even if you're really good at it, it still is, you still got to move around and do a few things. And people are breathing down your neck usually. If you get somebody who's really nice, I've had that happen where I say to somebody, listen, if you're ready, just go through. And they'll say, no, it's okay. And I think, oh, they're taking a breath. They're not running to their plane, so it's okay. It's not that I take a ton of time. It's that you have two bags, you're opening them, and it's an unbelievable, ridiculous hassle. So the other time is with the breathing down your neck thing is when the plane lands and everybody gets up. Okay, boom, you're at your destination. Okay, we're all getting off the plane. And now you have stuff in the overhead, which sometimes people, you might have be on first and people smash your stuff to the back, and then you're reaching deeper in and you see people that are struggling to get their stuff, and instead of helping them, people just brush by them and practically knock them over in the aisle. Now, this phenomenon doesn't happen in every flight I've been on. Sometimes there's really nice people and they don't care if the dragons are breathing down their throat behind them. They let you just get your thing and go off. But then you see other people who they know the jig. So they just sit there and they wait till everybody gets off the plane, figuring, okay, so I'll take an extra minute and a half. Let everybody else who's in a rush pass by me, and I'll see them when I get to the same place that they're going to. And that's the baggage claim, so it doesn't matter. Ay, 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 ay. All right, that's it for the mailbag. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Sciatica. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America tonight. Anyway, we actually have football action because we're into the preseason stuff. So do you really want to know any of the scores? Yeah, I'm going to give you some of the scores. Kate Delaney, America tonight. So here's the scoop. Detroit slaughtered the Jets in a who cares game, 23-3. But the big story really was the chaos that ensued earlier this week when Geno Smith was cold cocked and suffered a broken jaw, and now probably is going to be out for the beginning of the season. Well, the Jet player, former Jet player, who smashed Geno, looked like he wasn't going to have another team because he was cut from the Jets, had this to say about what happened and about finding a new team.
Organization, the fans, my teammates, and the coaches. I apologize for what happened. Should have never happened. Should have walked away from the situation. It was never my intentions to hurt anybody. I'm just very grateful for Rex Ryan and the Buffalo Bills organization for giving me an opportunity to further my career here in 2015. I'm very grateful and thankful and happy to be a Bill. I look forward to being a good teammate, an accountable player, and a accountable teammate to this organization. And just happy to be here and thankful. Thank you.
Yeah, what's so strange is, to give you a little bit more background on this, so what if you were arguing with your buddy over $600? Would you cold cock him in the jaw and knock his teeth out? So what happened was, Geno Smith had to have surgery to fix his broken jaw. He elected for that surgery, right? Plates and screws are being inserted, but they won't have to wire it shut, so he's in the hospital. It was broken on Tuesday when now former Jets linebacker, current Bills linebacker, I.K. Mcanpale punched him in a locker room fight over $600. And trust me, these guys both make a ton of money. Both of them. Where $600 is like, I don't know, $30 to you and me. So the Jets, of course, had to release him, but he's a good player. He's a great player. So the Bills decided, well, we're going to take him. So they took him. Now, for Geno Smith, he's probably out for 6 to 10 weeks. What will the league do, though? This is the question. So the Bills pick him up, probably realizing who knows when he plays. Because I can't imagine that the NFL is not going to punish him under the personal conduct policy. Ever since the Ray Rice elevator footage from last year, the conduct policy has absolutely come under a microscope. So I can't believe that he wouldn't be suspended however many games. You know, and it could be a lot of games. I bet you he's suspended for at least 5 games, maybe 6. The Bills had to have taken that into account and decided, well, then he'll come back in after that and it's worth it, because they immediately picked, I mean, they didn't hesitate. They picked him up right away. All right, while we're on the NFL for a while, a couple of quick things. One, we're still going to do that nail the score thing. For all of you listening to us who are big fans of Nail the Score, you don't even have to be a football fan. You don't have to know anything about football, in fact, and you could nail the score because it's a numerical guess. In fact, I want to say that Kyle, who's with us tonight, was somebody who, for fun, because of course he wasn't eligible for the prizes, I want to say that he nailed the score or came close to it one time. I could be wrong, but I think he did. So it just goes to show you never know who's going to nail the score.
I made it up.
See, there he is. And from the background, the voice comes out. Yeah, and you did, Kyle. You did nail the score. I remember that.
It was a total wild guess, actually.
But it's pretty cool because hardly any people have ever nailed the score. And Kyle's not a huge sports fan. And it just goes to show you, it's just like circling lottery numbers. So you want to make sure you do that because we're giving away a computer this time around. So you could be the winner of a brand new computer. We actually have a few that we're giving away on Kate on the Road. And I'm excited to say that we were gifted that prize for Nail the Score. So more incentive to call and come up with a numerical guess. And I hope you're listening in Lexington, Kentucky, because they're jazzed about us coming back to the market. We're going to be on 1280 AM, or on 1280 AM, WZ, I guarantee the people in Lexington will be participating in that. And I know in Texas, a lot of you Texans are excited about that too. And, you know, who knows, I randomly select the game of the week. I think we're going to have some players and some coaches and some really great things happening. But all you have to do is, even if you hate football, all you have to do is come up with a guess and you're in. Boom. Just like that. I think it's so cool. Because we have to have some fun. We have, with all this news that we're talking about, with all the things that we're revealing, things we're breaking, things we're talking about, people we're introducing you to, we have to have some fun things along the way, right? I mean, we don't have to, but we want to. We want to have some fun things along the way. All right, we started with Hillary Clinton, and you know what, Mrs. Clinton, I'm going to end with Hillary Clinton. guarantee when we take the show to the Democratic National Convention, because I think we're taking the show to the Republican Convention and the Democratic Convention, I think, if all that works out, then I guarantee Hillary Clinton won't stop by and talk to us, because the Clintons don't talk to the media, period. But since she left as Secretary of State, she's earned $2 million in speaking fees from universities. And critics say that conflicts with her $350 billion bailout plan for college graduates faced with student debt, that that's a huge conflict. So that's another thing to kick up dust on. But I don't think people are concerned so much about that as the top secret email, as maybe the inner circle deleting it. So who in the inner circle stripped the email classification marking? Somebody went in and did it, and they can find all that out. So that means somebody's going to fall for this. Somebody's going to fall on the sword, and who is it going to be? Because the Clinton campaign is saying that the Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary, while Secretary of State, never dealt with emails that were marked classified. But they're saying that there were emails marked classified, and they're going to have a big tug of war over this. They're going to have a big tug of war. The official who questioned somebody said that they tampered with the message, because they said they could clearly see that the classification markings was stripped. So that's not good. The situation's out of control. Somebody's going to fall for that somehow. What is it with emails? What is it with emails and the Democrats this time? Not that it hasn't happened to the Republicans, but on this scale, oh. And I love this. Is it that, did she realize what was top secret and what wasn't that was sitting in her inbox? I would have to assume that. Clearly it's marked. She would have to have that knowledge. She would have to. So I think more details are going to start to drop about this, and I think you're going to see aides that are going to fall. I think the aides are the ones that are going to get the blame for this, not so much Hillary Clinton. I could be wrong, but it wouldn't be shocking to me. Let's put it that way. One document found on Clinton's server was described as, you ready for this? We're going to end on this note. You tell me this is classified. A satellite view of a foreign country. A satellite view of a foreign country. What foreign country, and did it say top secret on it? It's got, you know what? I just saw Mission Impossible. The way to protect everyone is the message explodes after they read it, right? It just vaporizes. Then nobody gets into trouble. I'm just saying. Thanks for listening.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.